Can I get everybody back to their seats, please?
Congressman Big Horse. Back there. Hey, we'll go ahead. Okay. Just a minute. I'm guessing we're going to wait on Congressman Big Horse. They went to find him, give him a couple of seconds here, and then we're getting ready to go back in.
Are we on?
No.
Why did we vote? Why are we doing reading the Attorney General bill differently?
Does he find Congressman Big Horse and Congressman Mason?
Nobody let me know that that's what we were going to do, just like everybody says when they don't know what's going on, and they do. I didn't know.
Here they come.
Everybody did not.
Are we on? Wait, everybody. Wait a second. We are on the air, so give us just a second here.
Look at Raymond.
Are we on the air?
All right. Okay, we are out of recess. Now, I needed to get clear and make sure I understood where we left off, so here is where we left off. Just to recap what got us here and where we left off. So I asked the speaker with the intention of asking if he wanted to open or close on the debate of the bill. He switched on me and he called for the question. At that point, we went to a vote of the question and it did not pass. A call for the question, it did not pass. So that put us back to debate. Then we had a motion to reconsider the previous question, which we cannot do. So once again, we are back at debate. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. How would you like to proceed?
Split my time.
Split his time. Is there anyone that would like to speak to Bill?
What is the number?
1983, four against.
But he's splitting.
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Goodfox. Sorry. Oh, split his time
I'll,
or
I'll
wave
close.
His time?
He said he split
my apologies.
His time.
So sorry, he didn't stand up. So
I'll close.
All right, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I'll be voting no for this bill for the same reasons that I voted no for the last bill, and I think Congressman Walker said it best. If it gets voted down, then another bill will be refiled, we'll extend session, and so be it. But the reasons that I voted no for the last bill are exactly what happened at the table when we did a motion to another motion to reconsider postponing this bill. People that voted against the last bill voted no to wait until Wednesday or Thursday to vote on judicial. Everyone has to own their own vote, and there is a possibility that this one could get out the door, and then we will have an AG budget that's not, and a judicial budget that is out, and an executive budget that's still in limbo. So I'm voting no for this. I think that I think it's in everyone's best interest to vote no for this.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Well, most of the same comments apply to this as I made on the previous bill. However, I wanted to clarify for a comment that was made about a comment I made was regarding the foundation. And I was just using those as an examples. And again, I wasn't saying that they aren't, may or may not be worthy requests or whatever, So, but I wanted to clarify and say, yes, I'm fully aware that where that money came from for $20,000 for the headstone, $180,000 for the foundation. They did come from the retained revenue fund because the money wasn't there out of the general treasury, general fund of the treasury. So we said, okay, let's pull them out of the retained revenue to make sure that they happen. And so, which was a different, maybe not the 20,000, but at least for the foundation to come out of the retained revenue fund was a very different, almost weird instance. But we did that. And so the same could be said by the directors of this nation, the executive branch, for their request, for their needs, and the budget that they submitted. So I guess if I was still a director, which I have been of this nation, and I've supervised employees, and I've, you know, felt for situations where I always thought that case managers, et cetera, weren't quite funded fairly. The amount of time and work that they put in and their hearts and hours in the evening, the stress, et cetera. So, that's just popping in my head regarding the discussion of wages. And so I guess, again, if I was still a director of this nation, I might question how come you can't take the request that I made out of the retained revenue, which the Congress has, you know, almost dubbed, the word slush fund was put out there quite often because multiple different requests are coming from there. So, again, I'm fully aware that where it came from, but like I said, if I was a director, I might question how come you don't take the other money out of the retained revenue fund. So I guess I just wanted to clarify that.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I voted to hold both pieces of legislation that are on third reading today, and the one prior, ONCA 1976, was voted down by this body, and I will be voting no also at this point for ONCA 1983. I do not see the harm in holding it on third reading for further discussion for our body to do our work if we need to do more work here and we have more questions. And I don't see the harm in having more questions. That's, you know, what we're elected to do is feel like we want to fund and we are supposed to fund and obligated to fund our operations. And like I said, I do not see the harm in holding it. And the past 15 to 20 minutes, what's gone on at this table is just validates that my vote to hold it. And we're to work together, and we're not together right now. We're all over the place. And I feel that if we had been able to hold it there, we could have all come to one place. We wouldn't have to refile an AG bill, which is going to have to be redone, and the Appropriations Committee is going to have to look at it again. And so, anyways, I just wanted to say that if we had been able to do that and come together and understand that with one another, but I know there's people here that want to move it on, and they're dead set on it, but I'm a no vote, and I feel there's more discussion that needs to be had. Thank you.
Congressman Mason.
And thank you, Madam Chair. Members of Congress, to me, the key words that we're dealing with today is appropriation. Appropriation to this branch, appropriation to the judicial appropriations. Again, as we all know and we've all read in the Constitution, we all take an oath to uphold the Constitution, is that what one of the major, major roles of this Congress is to appropriate money for the operation of this government, appropriate money to these various requests that come down from executive, from judicial, from attorney general, from within ourselves. I appreciate and I respect the our appropriations committee and the work that they do, and the challenges that they have, because there's so many that comes in with a government this size on the request for dollars and cents for this program or that program, tribal dollars, federal dollars, state dollars. We all have to, we consider all of those, and it goes through appropriations. It comes to us, and it comes to a time like this in our congressional calendar for this particular session, that indeed we do sit here as 12 individuals with 12 individual thoughts and 12 individual votes that go up or down in regards to something. And I think that, and I, for me, I want to be able to cast my vote that is a comfortable vote for the fair and equal application of our dollars and cents to our government, and to our people, and to the services rendered, and to those worker bees that provide these kinds of services for us. And when we get to a time like this, I'm going to have to vote no. And it's not so much I'm voting no against appropriation, it's just that I'm uncomfortable at this point. I want to continue on. As appropriations meet, I, like the rest of many of you who are not on that committee, we sit in our little offices here with no ceilings, and we can hear every word in there. I don't need a PA system. I can hear you talk, and the things that are said, and the things that are debated, if you will, in committee. And although I sit there, I don't cast a vote in your committee, and I let you do your work, because I appreciate all of the committees and all of you members who sit on these committees, because we volunteer for these. You put your name, you want to be on appropriations. So you put your name on that list. And I respect you for doing that. My name's not on that list for this appropriation, for this go-around. So you guys are, and I appreciate that. And I give you all the respect for going through these things. And to the chair, you know, he's doing a... It's not an easy job to be a chair of any committee, especially appropriations, in times when we have, quote, limited dollars that come to us. And again, I just stick out my neck once again, say, you know, I hope we get more money from casinos, from our gaming industry, to help us fund this government for our requests. I think we, as Congress, can do that. Thank you.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I wish we would have voted to hold to, but we didn't. We received a letter from Chief Justice Durant Friday afternoon with objections to 1983 in its current form, to turn around on Monday morning and voted up would be disrespectful to the judicial branch, in my opinion. I'll be voting no.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congressman Mason, for your words. It is hard to try to honor every request that's put before us because of our limited resources. And it is a hard job of this whole Congress, because it is our legislative power and authority and mandate to appropriate the funds of the nation, which serve all Osage members, and do so in a fair and equitable way. And we have to make decisions. We have to follow our process that's mandated by the Constitution. And budgetary sessions are always difficult. It's difficult for the appropriation chair, of which I served as two years, and that's a hard job. It's a lot of moving parts. You feel the most responsible for getting things to balance out, keep us in under the number. But what we were looking at on September 5th was an overage of appropriation requests of $7.5 million. That was on September 5th. That's where our appropriated revenue report stood. As of September 16th, we were at $1.2 million over appropriated revenue. What has happened within this budget that sits before you, as well as the Attorney General's budget that was just voted down, was we reset those budgets back to the current wages and salary levels of what people were currently making at the end of the financial statement of July 31st, 2019. We applied that equally to the Attorney General's budget, the committee did, by adopting a committee substitute and by adopting these amendments that are on the table that were voted on that are in these bills. It was applied equally to each budget that's before us using the same method and mode. Constitution mandates us in the Code of Ethics, which is Article 10, I believe this is Section 1, it says, recognizing the desire of the Osage people to establish a government that is fair and equitable to all people, elected and appointed tribal officials and employees of the nation, putting aside their own personal and private interests, shall strive for the common good of the Osage people and shall administer fair and equal treatment of all persons, claims, and transaction petitioning before the Osage Nation government. So basically what I'd like to say is this, what's before us, moving through having to do reductions to budgetary requests, we've tried to, I believe, look at it in a fair and equitable way. And when we came up with the $1.2 million overage, we applied in a fair and equitable way to each one of those budgets to bring us down below being over projected revenue, which I believe just from memory, that brought us down to about $800,000 to the good just on the operating branch bills. And there were still more appropriations setting out their appropriation request to actually run our government that serves our people. So I'm not going to vote against the judicial branch's budget because it was applied in a fair and equitable way. It doesn't disrupt anything that they currently do right now today as the courts are proceeding on. Might it interfere
30 seconds.
Might it interfere with something that they wanted to do in that budget? Maybe if there was more work that another employee needed to do, because it was nothing more than the proposed raises for FY20, which is now sitting on the table. Those raises are sitting on the table in another bill to be appropriated for that purpose. So,
time.
The work's been done. I can't vote against this bill.
No other hands. Congressman Potts? Congressman, I'm sorry, Edwards? Congresswoman Edwards?
I will not be voting against this bill either. The judicial branch of our nation must have operation funds for each year. This bill provides adequate operation funds within the confines of what the nation is facing in terms of a budget deficit at the beginning of the session. It fairly and equitably removes requested salary increases, which has happened across the board. So I thought, well, I'm going to hear from the people that want to vote no on this bill why they would vote against funding the judicial branch at this time. I was listening for the questions that different members had, and I heard no questions. I heard comments. I heard comments about being uncomfortable about voting on it. I'm wondering what caused us to be uncomfortable. I heard questions that, or I heard statements that the discussions today validate that we're not all together. I wonder what has happened that has made us not all together, because we were all together on Friday. We voted unanimously for the amendments to these two bills, with amendments being made to every other entity's bills that removes requested wage increases. Now, why are those wage increases uncomfortable? One, because of the sheer amount of them. And two, because we know that we have a system that is not being applied equally, and that causes wide fluctuations in wages that we have yet to see a justification for. And I can tell you that I've been asking since the beginning of this session to have a meeting to understand how, when you ask for a proposal for a new position or an existing position in the nation, you can have a swing, a wage swing of $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. What's the source? What's happening? Well, we know one thing that happened. We no longer have a compensation analyst. So I believe that this bill places everything back to status quo, where we are right now, where we cannot afford to go in the coming year. I think it gives the judicial branch good operation funds for the year, and I know and I trust that they can administer these funds adequately and correctly, so my vote will be yes.
Anyone wishing to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Potch.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I hear many of the concerns that are being brought here today. I don't fully understand them, as nothing in this bill prohibits the judicial branch from doing what they've requested to do for fiscal year 2020. There are no case managers in this budget that would lighten the workload of the court. What I find has been a discussion at this table throughout our Appropriations Committee meetings is that funding operations of this government from savings from a previous fiscal year, be it out of the retained revenue, is beyond fiscally irresponsible. You're literally borrowing from last year to pay for next year. That's the definition of fiscally irresponsible. I agree with some of the other comments that we were together on this bill. The Congress voted unanimously to support this amendment that was applied equitably to every branch of government and every independent entity that was requesting funding from this nation. It's clear that something changed over the weekend, and I believe that that's troubling. But I understand what's being said. I hear you. And I offer you an opportunity to come together. There's an appropriations meeting tomorrow from 1 to 7. Welcome everybody to the table to discuss this problem that we have in every budget. The solution, I'll file two more bills today that are the exact same bill that's what's being considered at this table, because the solution must be applied equitably, and these bills do that. So, 1 to 7 tomorrow, hope to see you all there, and I urge you to vote yes for this bill. It's the operations bill for the judicial branch, equitably applied with all changes to every branch of government. With that, I yield the remainder of my time to the chair.
Well, in C-1983, the question is, shall the bill pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Second Speaker Stabler?
No. Bill fails. We are, Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to confirm Jim Norris to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission.
Second.
For a term of 3 years? However many years. We'll take it.
Okay, we have a motion and second on the appointment of Jim Norris, the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial. Do we have discussion with these or just go on?
Yes, you can have.
We can have discussion on this. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment and discuss this appointment? Congresswoman Edwards.
Just a point of order. You've got them listed on the agenda. Are you not going to go down the agenda?
She was the first one to make a motion, so I went with it. We've still got four others to consider. Three others to consider. Without further discussion, all those voting in favor of this appointment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? All right. Appointment is confirmed. Okay. Congressman Big Horse, actually, first.
Without objection, I move to confirm Beverly Brownfield, Teresa Rutherford, Rhonda Wallace to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board.
Second.
Okay, I think I've got some. Go ahead. I don't know who had their hand up first. Congresswoman Pratt.
I don't know that it's out of order, but it's preferable in the past that they be one at a time in the event that you want to vote no for one of them. I mean, that's just the for instance, and I
agree. Congressman Bickers, would you like to restate?
I'll restate. I move to confirm Beverly Brownfield to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this appointment? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I would request that appointments are verified with roll call votes, please.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion on the appointment of Beverly Brownfield? Congressman Walker?
Just along those lines, just so it's not like Congresswoman Whitehorn, it's her preference. I don't remember ever voting, except maybe last week on an appointment by voice vote, and I thought it was in our rules that it's not just a precedent that had been set. So, yeah, I agree. That would be my preference as well going forward, but.
Okay, so we have a call to
have a roll call vote. I'm sorry.
Yes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Only to say, I guess if there's a no, someone will say no. So if it's a unanimous yes, that gives everybody a yes, but I'm fine.
I didn't hear that comment. But. Congresswoman Good Fox, did you also have your hand up?
I did. I sent you a note, but I wanted my colleagues to know that I got your permission. I'm going to have to step out, and so I won't be here for the rest of the votes. Okay.
All right, so we'll have a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Stabler?
Yes. Okay, her appointment has passed. Congresswoman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to confirm Teresa Rutherford, the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board.
Second.
Motion and a second to confirm Rhonda Wallace to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for a roll call vote. Teresa Rutherford.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Second Speaker Stabler.
Yes. Teresa Rutherford has confirmed. Have any other motions? Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I also make a motion to confirm Rhonda Wallace to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Second Speaker Stabler.
Yes. Rhonda Wallace is confirmed to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and revisit introduction of bills and resolutions.
Is there a second? Without a second. Motion fails for lack of a second. We're on motions and notices. Congresswoman Pratt.
The Rules Committee was going to meet today, IFS, until noon. Considering it's afternoon, we will just not meet today. There's another meeting set for Thursday, so if you want to visit some rules, that'll be on Thursday, because if we kept tried to do it really quick, we wouldn't get anything done, and GovOps meets at 1 anyways. Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Motion for a brief recess.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 All opposed?
Instruct us.
Are those hands? Put your hands up if you're opposed. Okay. Motion fails.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
All those in favor?
Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Say yes. We're adjourned.
Well, you can get them.